Hey, thanks for being here. Here's something you don't hear very often. A governmental body making a unanimous decision. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors unanimously approving a tentative budget for about $4.46 billion, about $950 million larger than the current year's budget. And there are a few things in this budget that we need to talk about. But one of the things that's happening is a lowering of the tax rate for property taxes. So to talk about some of the things that are in the budget and why this taxation is going down, we have the Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates. Mr. Gates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Let's talk about why property taxes have gone down over the last couple of years, and what is the real effect to the average homeowner or even renter because of this? What is the average effect?
What we have done is we have been able to, as the Board of Supervisors, take advantage of a history of being fiscally responsible over the years. And this started even before the current members were on the board. There's been a tradition of this for many years of, you know, being very, very careful with the taxpayers' dollar. And now with the growth in the economy that we've seen, so we've seen a lot of funds coming in both with the higher sales taxes and the higher property taxes, it's put us in a position where we can actually lower property taxes for the second year in a row. This year's budget that we just approved yesterday will be an 8% cut in property taxes, and that's the largest property tax cut in Maricopa County history.
So this budget says it covers 126 capital improvement projects in Metro Phoenix. Can you give me a highlight list of a few of those improvement projects that we can expect in the county?
One of the things that we do is transportation projects outside of the cities, okay? In unincorporated Maricopa County, you're going to see transportation projects going on out there. You're going to see a new animal care and control facility going in the East Valley. You're going to see work being done. We've got some courthouses that are very old. You're going to see, you know, a lot of people interact with Maricopa County in that way. You're going to see improvements being made there. So you're going to see it in many different facets across the county. And so we want to make sure that we do this in a responsible way. But, you know, we have been the fastest growing county in the country for the last 4 years. So that means we're getting more and more demands on our county and on our facilities.
Let's talk about the affordable housing projects that are happening, because I think everyone would agree that the number one driver of this huge inflation we're feeling in the Metro Phoenix area is affordable housing, whether you're renting or you are purchasing a home. How quickly can these projects help? And what else can the county be doing to try to diminish some of these strains?
Yeah, so you're right, Mike. This is the number one issue out there right now in the community. We have committed already $65 million of ARPA funding to affordable housing projects. So this is 492 units across the county. So in the East Valley, in the West Valley, and so we're working with developers to get these in motion as quickly as possible. And I can tell you, we've got another tranche of funding coming in from ARPA, another over $400 million. So I see similar commitments being made in the future. But the other thing, too, is that we need to be good partners with the developers around the county to help get new projects going, affordable and otherwise. So that's something that's always been very important to us, is cutting through red tape at Maricopa County so we can get these units available and we can get housing, because not only do the people that are here in Maricopa County need housing, but we've got more and more people moving here. We've got great economic opportunities. We've got the TSMC project coming in, the semiconductor project up in my district. So we need to make more and more affordable housing available, and we're committed to it at the Board of Supervisors.
Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates is joining us. So what can the county do? Is there something you can do to work better with municipalities, or the two work together on this, whether it's zoning or it's approval? I don't know that the average person understands the red tape sometimes of getting something approved through city codes, but it conflicts sometimes with the county. Is there a way to ease that a little bit?
Yeah, so we're in close contact with our colleagues in the cities. Like, for example, I represent a lot of Phoenix. So I work closely with the council members that represent the same areas of me, like Deb Stark, Ann O'Brien, Jim Waring, Sal DeCicco, and we work together to cut through this red tape together to see how we can coordinate our efforts. But it's something that we do really need to start paying more attention to. I know that people a lot of times don't want projects in their backyard. They may like things the way that they are. But, you know, what's important is that we work with the developers, we work with the neighborhoods to figure out ways to bring in projects that are going to help address this affordability issue. I mean, this is a real concern, not only for people, you know, some that are teetering on homelessness, quite frankly, but also it can be a real impediment to further growth. And there are a lot of companies that are looking to locate here. That's a positive. We want to continue to be business friendly, but we also need to have housing and other amenities available for the new people that are going to be moving to Maricopa County.
You know, and I think just from my observation, where I grew up in Southwest Florida, watching that grow like Phoenix is growing back in the 1980s and early 90s, there was an explosion of growth. But I think that Maricopa County and Arizona as a whole has done a much better job of planning for growth, where we don't have to sacrifice quality, but we also are making sure we're doing it pretty quickly so that we can keep up with the need. Do you believe we can catch up? Is there a way? Are we going to catch up with the demand for housing, or is this going to be a long-haul problem?
Well, you know, I'm looking at my crystal ball here. It's a little foggy, Mike, but, you know, I think that it's something that we can do. I think now people are acknowledging the concern, you know, because we went years and years with very little building. So now we've got to catch up. And again, it takes that partnership. And like you said, growing in the right way, growing in the smart way, making sure that we have open space available. That's something that I've advocated for both when I was on the Phoenix City Council and now on the Board of Supervisors. So we want this affordable housing to be available, but we want to do it in the right way, continuing to, you know, work with the state land department. So we've got that open space, right? That's what we love about Maricopa County in Arizona, and doing it, growing in the right way, not like some of these other cities that are kind of willy-nilly, and making sure that we have the infrastructure in place to support the new housing. And that's where Maricopa County Department of Transportation comes really, you know, hand in glove with us in these areas like Anthem, which is in my district, or some of the areas out in Clint Hickman's district, you know, Sun City and beyond, which are unincorporated Maricopa County. Mm-hmm. So that's where we really do have to step up, and we've got, you know, we've our Department of Transportation has received a lot of awards, not only for building great roads, but also bringing in smart technology. We've been real leaders on that so that we can use technology to better control traffic, right? So nobody wants to be stuck in traffic jams. And so between our great road infrastructure, but then also using some of the smart technology, we can really manage this growth as it continues to come, which I think it will.
All right, last question is about workforce development. I saw that was a part of this budget. What is that exactly, and how do you expect it to impact Maricopa County?
Yeah, so workforce development is another priority that we have at the board. And so this is where we actually have a workforce development at Maricopa County, a board. And so these are members of the public who work with us to use the funds, the workforce development funds, to work with partners like Maricopa County Community Colleges to get those students the training that they need, right? Because we know all of our employers, they are dying for workers. And so through this partnership, we can help these young people and maybe not so young people, maybe who are looking at getting into a second career to get the skills that they need and then to place them in these positions. Again, we know so many companies are moving here, so we've got to be ready for those high-tech jobs. And the way that we can do it is by partnering with others like Maricopa County Community Colleges to give those young people and others the training that they need to be ready for those jobs of the future.
I certainly do appreciate the update as always, and you're welcome back anytime. Hopefully, we can do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.